and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So my guest now is the singer-songwriter David Osmond, and he is the Can-Do Multiple Sclerosis Annual Autumn Benefit Honoree for 2014. David, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you, Dr. Mike. Thank you for the honor to be here to talk about something so near and dear to my heart.
Yeah. So, you know, you, I got this quote from, I'm not sure if it was the website, maybe your agent sent this to me, but you talk about your dad's friend who said, and this is a quote, "It's not the disease that gets you down. It's the lack of hope." And now I know you've been dealing with MS for about 9 years. How has MS affected you?
Well, thank you. As a kid, I was very familiar with what it meant to live with multiple sclerosis. At least I thought I did. My dad, who's been performing music with the Osmond family, the oldest member of that group, living with multiple sclerosis, primary progressive MS, for almost 3 decades now. So I thought,
wow,
what a blessing it was to have him as a role model, though, because of the path that my future was going to take, right? Today, yeah. I understand what it means to live with MS because I was diagnosed with a different form of MS, relapsing MS, in 2006. Within a matter of months, due to an extreme relapse, I was worse than my dad had ever been. I was paralyzed.
Oh, wow.
Wheelchair. And I couldn't even, music was done for me, music that I'd done my whole life. But it sounds crazy, but having MS is one of the greatest things that's ever happened to me because of it's shifted my perspective on life, and I'm able to focus not on my disabilities, but my abilities and the things I still can do now. And honestly, that quote that you mentioned came from a dear friend from my dad, Annette Funicello, who was in Mickey Mouse Club and some
oh,
other
I didn't
movies
know that.
And music as well. And when he was diagnosed, he went to her for some advice, and that was what he told her. I think it is true. And my dad's MO, which I try to live up to as well, is that, you know, I may have MS, but MS does not have me. And yes, there are challenges, and yeah, there are all the disabilities and the pain, and there's so much that everybody with it is affected differently. But when you try and shift that perspective, and you do find things to grab onto and have hope for, it does make things a little bit easier to bear. You know, not perfect, but easier. And I think for multiple sclerosis, there's so many great things happening in the world of MS
right.
that it's worth talking about because it gives me hope. And that's why I'm out there making as much noise as I can with my new music. I just did a new song for a campaign that we're going to launch this next week nationally. And the song I wrote is called "I Can Do This," believe it or not. And it's a message that I hope brings some of that hope to those that are living with MS or in general just having challenges of any kind.
So that was interesting. So you know when you were diagnosed, it became important for you, right, to grab onto something. For you, it was music. Is that some of the best advice you can give to people who are just being diagnosed with MS to try to find that thing that you're passionate about and just focus your attention on that? I mean, is that something that that you did through music, I guess?
Yeah, music is the best way that I know how to communicate. For me, music is what feelings sound like. And so this song came straight from my heart, and the inspiration behind this song came from my grandpa. My grandpa was a tough guy. And no matter, when I was a kid, I remember him saying over and over, he says, "David, you're going to go through stuff in your life, and it's not going to be easy. And I don't know what it's going to be, but I promise you something. You can do it." And he did that with such a tenacity of being literally a drill sergeant in the Army. He was a master sergeant during World War II, and he lived his life that way, just strong, really tough. And that spirit, I hope, lives on through me, through no matter what, whether it's MS or something else, is we're resilient. And I think the most important message for me right now for those living with MS is to get involved in some way. I have a great support system. I recognize that. I have a great family. I have an amazing wife who's been with me since before I was diagnosed. We were dating at the time. In fact, I proposed from my wheelchair state. You know what I'm saying? And
oh, wow.
To have that
That's
support
awesome.
Is unbelievable. There is a community out there that is thriving. And there's so many people living with MS today. In fact, I think the numbers are every hour, at least, someone new is diagnosed with MS. and to get involved, become your own advocate, become, you know, fight for yourself, go to your doctors, go to your nutritionist, your neurologist, find out what is available, because there's some great advancements, and more has happened for MS in the last 5 years than the last 100. And there is hope out there. And I hope that this song, the way that I communicate messages, brings a little bit of that to the mat. So we're going to launch this song next week. It's going to be free. Download it for free. Share it with your friends, blast it out there, and hopefully it brightens your day a bit.
Where can they, when it's available, where can they download the song at?
We're going to be launching a website called Our Voice in Song, ourvoiceinsong.com. I don't know if it's live yet, but it will be this next week, and very soon, in just a couple of days. And of course, social media. You can go to my Facebook page, the website, davidosmond.com, and so many others. And we believe that the music can cross barriers. It's the universal language. And I've been fortunate enough to be able to have done music my whole life. And now, out of my wheelchair, able to play my guitar again, continue to do it with a whole different perspective.
So I know, you know, you mentioned you have a great support group, and you know music is important to you. What about other things like diet, supplements? Is there a certain diet that you follow that you found helpful? Are there certain supplements that you take you'd like to share with my listeners help somebody with MS?
No, thank you for that question. And this is where I think, as I said, everyone with MS is affected differently. And so it's important to become, again, your own advocate. Learn as much as you can about what MS is and what is on the horizon, what you can do now. And diet is a huge element. There's no question. I think whether you are living with a disease or not, it's just the smart thing to do, right? So I know at the beginning of my journey living with MS, I did some aggressive diet changes and tried lots of different things, massive reformation. And I try and, you know, as a musician, as a singer and a performer, I travel a lot, which does make it even more difficult to find healthy foods. But I do think finding good foods is key. Garbage in, garbage out. At the beginning, I did everything from no refined sugars, no refined flours, no animal protein, nothing cooked over 118 degrees. It was all raw and green. And it was great.
Wow.
And then I started introducing things back into my diet and live a kind of a compromised diet that way, but still making as good a choice as possible. Supplementation, we're finding in MS, is vitamin D is huge. Vitamin D3 is a major thing for people living with that. And so I do take a series of supplements. I'm now, of course, as of over a year ago, on a disease-modifying therapy called Gilenya, and it's a pill form, so I'm doing that. And so many other things to just try and, you know, be my own warrior. No one's going to fight for me more than myself. And I think those living with MS, whatever degree, whatever kind, find out what is available. There's so many great resources out there, and that's what I hope to do, is bring a little bit of that, share some of my tips. And over the years, I've had a chance to travel around to a lot of big organizations and groups of people with MS, and I learn a ton from others. And more than just the knowledge, also just, I don't know, the excitement, the hope that keeps me going every single day. But not just me, my whole family, my wife, my children. And I think that's why I say having MS is one of the best things that's happened to me.
Yeah. Is there any, you know, for listeners who have MS, you know, maybe they're looking for that type of connection that you have, are there any resources, a website that you like to refer people to get connected maybe with some other people going through this?
That's a really great question. There's quite a few. I've done some immense amount of work and advocacy with lots of different organizations, namely, of course, the National MS Society, Can Do MS, which I will be next week receiving this award, which is such a huge honor. It means a great deal to me, and Race to Race MS, and so many other ones that have resources right there on their website.
That's great.
And of course, ourvoiceandsong.com, which is coming out. We're going to have even more resources on there.
We're going to leave it there. I really appreciate you coming on. We have a hard break right now. Thanks for coming on. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.